USA, a star-studded review with the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women of the United States services throughout the world. Command Performance is presenting this 35th anniversary salute to one of America's great shows. Call to all U.S. personnel around the world. It's Command Performance time, and time to get rolling with our 35th anniversary special. Our host is the Goodwill Ambassador to the world, Mr. Command Performance himself, Bob Hope.
Thank you. This is Bob's 35th anniversary of Command Performance Hope. Yes, sir, this certainly is a milestone. Who would have thought that when Command Performance first began in 1942, Jimmy Carter was in the Navy earning $21 a month. But, of course, that didn't bother him. He was used to working for peanuts. That was so long ago that Colonel Sanders was still trying to hatch his first egg. And I was hoping I was just laying my last. When the first Command Performance show was broadcast on the radio, the only other entertainment we had were movies. As a matter of fact, I used to go to drive-in movies just to watch the audience. Lots of times you could see more going on in the back seat than you could on the screen. Now, of course, like there's television. What a wonderful medium. Where else can you get at millions of people who can't get at you? You know, television is now America's favorite indoor sport. If you don't believe me, ask Bing Crosby. You all know Bing Crosby, the evil Knievel of show business. How about Bing falling off the stage? It's a good thing he landed on his money belt. But he's doing all right now, and you know he does an annual Christmas show on TV. Of course, he doesn't do it for the money. It's just that his wife likes him to get out of the house once a year. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first Command Performance show in 1942, here's Old Banjo Eyes, Eddie Cantor.
This is Eddie Cantor, fellas, and I'm mighty proud to be laying the cornerstone of Command Performance USA, a radio show in which we of the American entertainment profession are taking orders from you, the soldiers, sailors, and Marines. Whatever you want from American radio, stage, and screen, you name it, buddy, we'll get it.
And here's the songbird of the South, Miss Dinah Shore.
When I was in pigtail, my mama done told me, hun, now a man's gonna sweet talk and he'll give you the glad eye. But when that sweet talking is done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling. Whee! My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle. Whee! My mama done told me, ahooey, dahooey. Clickety-clacks are echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will dim its light. When thank you. the Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. Well, I've been in some big towns, I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Love, love, my mama, don't tell me the blues in the night.
Thanks a lot. Cutting a small slice of that birthday cake and cutting a small hunk of mail. It's Love to Alaska and Moose Wilcox, Jocko, Meanie Grandpa, Mother Moran, Eli the Swede, and O'Keefe the Lover. And Staff Sergeant Chen wants Ken to make like the tobacco auctioneer.
It's $42, reel, reel, full, full, feel, paddle, fool, paddle, deal, paddle, full, full, sold to Bing Crosby.
Lucky. Say, thank you, Kenneth. And speaking of Bing Crosby, fellas, here's a mighty fine new customer of ours, a swell guy that we all want you to know a lot better. Singing Speak Low, here's Frank Sinatra.
Speak low, when you speak love, fail withers away. Too soon, speak low. When you speak love, our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, I feel. Wherever I go, but tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old, and love so brief. Love is pure gold, and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me, and soon.
Thank you, Frank Sinatra. Comes time for Baby Snooks, as played by Fanny Bryce, with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. We find Snooks and Daddy on the golf course, where Snooks has insisted on being present, despite Daddy's protests. So let's go over to the first tee and see what's cooking.
Move back a little, Snooks.
Why?
If you don't move, I won't be able to swing my club.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes?
Have you seen a ball?
No. We just walked on the tee.
Oh, okay.
The nerve of that guy.
Yeah.
Looked at me as though I'd picked up his ball.
Maybe he's seen you do it, Daddy.
Did you see me pick up a ball?
Uh-huh.
You did not. I took this ball out of my bag.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, it isn't his anyway. It came from the other direction.
Look at all the people waiting, Daddy.
I see them. I'm going to start right now.
What are you doing?
I'm putting the ball on the tee.
Is that tee?
Yes.
Looks like dirt.
It is dirt. This tea isn't the same as the tea you drink.
Why?
Because one is a beverage and the other is ground. This tea is ground.
I thought coffee was ground.
Coffee is ground. But this is a different tea and a different ground. Does that answer your question?
I didn't ask you nothing.
Well, don't.
Hurry up and hit the ball. I haven't got all day, brother.
Take your time, brother.
Is he your brother, Daddy?
No, he's not my brother. I wouldn't have him for a second cousin.
Never mind those wisecracks, fella. Just drive off and keep moving.
Okay, okay. Broken down public courses.
Hit the ball, Daddy.
All right, just you keep quiet.
All right.
Back slow, head down.
Daddy!
What is it?
Where are you going to hit it to?
To that thing waving down there.
What thing?
The flag. That flag indicates the position of the green.
Why?
Because that's where the hole is. Wherever you see a flag, there's a hole.
Why don't they fix it?
Fix what?
The hole in the flag.
There isn't any hole in the flag. The green has a hole in it.
Why?
Oh, so I can crawl in and pull it over my head. Oh, stop us yelling. Will you let me hit this ball?
Where are you going to hit it to?
I told you. To the green.
What for?
Because that's where the hole is.
What hole?
The first hole. Now move back.
Well, why don't you hit it to the second hole?
Because this is the first tee, and you must hit the ball to the corresponding hole.
Where is it?
Where that flag is waving. That's the hole.
What hole?
The first hole. And that's where I'm going to hit it.
Where?
The first hole!
Why don't you tee that kid up and clutter into a trap?
You stop meddling in my affairs, mister, or there'll be plenty of trouble.
Listen, fella, you've been on this tee for 20 minutes now. Why don't you be nice and let me play through?
Oh, all right. Get out of the way, Snooks.
Why?
I'm letting this man go through.
Thanks. I'll be out of your way in a second.
Wait! He really hit it, didn't he, Daddy?
Just a bunt.
Yeah?
Wait till I get a shot at it. I'll show you.
Let me see you do it.
Okay, get out of the way while I tee up again.
I'll get out of the way.
Now, don't make a sound.
I'll make a sound.
You just watch where the ball goes.
All right, Daddy.
Now, head down, right hand over. Yeah. Bring the club back slowly.
Daddy!
Oh! What is it now?
Why don't you hit the ball?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Will you hit it good?
Good enough to qualify for the Open, I guess. I'll probably shoot a par.
Whose par are you going to shoot, Daddy?
I said par, not par. The object of the game is to shoot par.
Mm. Why don't you shoot ma?
Don't give me ideas.
Huh?
Nothing. Will you let me hit this ball?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, don't utter a sound now. Here I go. Knees relaxed. Left shoulder down. Eye on the ball.
You missed it, Daddy.
Tough course. Good out. Head down, eye on the ball.
Daddy!
Now what is it?
That man in the sand pit just missed the ball, too.
That's fine.
You know what he said?
No, what did he say?
Shall I leave out the bad words?
Yes.
And he didn't say nothing.
Watch me and keep quiet. Eye on the ball, firm grip. Right hand over, come back slowly.
Back slowly. Did you hit it, Daddy?
And how? Carried 30 yards, straight as an arrow. Except it's a little out of bounds.
Is that good?
Oh, not bad. Come on, I don't want to lose that ball.
Let me hit one, Daddy.
In a minute. Let me find my ball.
I want to hit it.
I'll hear it. Holy smoke. Nobody but a professional could make this shot to the green.
I want to try it.
All right, you little smart aleck. I'll bet you won't even move the ball an inch. I'll take this glove.
Which way shall I hit it?
You see that flag on the green?
Yeah.
Aim for that. Now keep your head down and your eye on the ball.
Don't tell me. I want to do it all by myself.
Now go ahead.
Stand back.
Well, I'll be... What a shot! Dead to the pin!
No good?
It's a miracle! Come on, let's see how close it is. Snooks, look at this ball. 4 inches from the cup.
What do I have to do now, Daddy?
Make it go in that little hole. Well, what are you yelling about?
Why did you tell me when we was back there?
Oh, come on, we're going home.
And now, Command Performance presents the most beautiful baby in the world, Jack Benny.
This is Jack Benny talking, and Don, I like that beautiful baby introduction. Was that just a lucky guess, or did you have authentic information?
Well, Jack, when I was over to your house for dinner the other night, I took a peek at that old family album of yours.
Oh, Don.
And I must say you were a gorgeous infant.
Were you really so good-looking?
Well, I don't want to sound hammy or anything like that, but for the first 17 months of my life, I was a length ahead of Robert Taylor. In fact, I won 4 blue diapers.
I can imagine.
Say, Don, I'll bet you were quite a healthy-looking kid yourself, weren't you?
Well, Jack,
I could just see you as a baby, Don, bouncing your mother on your knees. Yeah. And I could hear your mother singing to you, "Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop."
Oh, she sure did.
That tree must have been a redwood. Well, anyway, I'd like to be a baby again. I really shouldn't keep talking like this, but I was about the cutest little Dickens and Walt Egan.
Oh, Jack, what are you talking about?
We're talking about me. Don just happened to mention that he saw my family album and that I was a beautiful child.
You beautiful?
Yes, I was. Not only that, I developed very quickly. When I was only 3 months old, I had 4 lovely teeth.
Well, you're right back where you started from.
We should get laughs like that on our own show. Always kills me.
Say, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello. Hello, Dennis. I didn't see you.
Oh, I was around here. I heard you telling everybody what a beautiful baby you were.
Well, Don brought up the subject. Ida never mentioned it. Have you got any cute baby pictures, Dennis?
None where I'm facing the camera.
Oh.
You know, Mr. Benny, I wasn't a very pretty kid, but I was as smart as a whip.
Smart, eh? I'll bet you were.
All right, you can laugh, but when I was 12 years old, I recited the Gettysburg Address.
At 12? What's clever about that?
Could Lincoln do it?
Now here's the old groaner, Bing Crosby.
If you guys got a spare moment with nothing better to do, I'd like nothing better than short waving you the song that stays out in front in the request. You all know the tune, but just for the record, it's Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
One of the great comedy teams was Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, and here they are from a Command performance show recreating their famous baseball routine.
Oh, my new baseball suit. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right, now, don't get
excited.
Are you
the manager of this baseball team?
Yes.
Well, now that I'm down here for spring training, I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello.
Well, naturally, I'll introduce you to the boys, and a regular bunch of boys we have. But, you know, strange it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names.
Strange names, nicknames, pet names.
Well, tell me the fellow's name.
Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I'm saying, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy at first.
Who is on first?
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Yes.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally, you wouldn't expect anyone else to sign it.
But who?
Yes.
So who signed it?
Yes, absolutely.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
Absolutely. Sometimes his wife comes down and gets it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, he's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the fellow's name on first base?
Oh, no, wait a minute. What is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
One base at a time. Please.
Don't change the players around.
I'm not changing anybody. I'm only asking you, what is the fellow's name on first base?
No, wait a minute. What is on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, wait a minute.
Have you got an outfield?
Naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
But tell me who's playing left field.
No, who's playing first?
Stay out of the infield.
Oh, don't let your names out here.
What's the left fielder's name?
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. He plays as well as I do.
You've got to have a pitcher on the team.
Naturally.
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow are you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen. Who is not pitching? Who
I'll
is...
I'll break your arm, you say. Who's on first?
Have it your own way. Go ahead.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all we got is a couple of days
on
the
team. Well, I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
I know that.
Now, I'll get behind the plate. I'll do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Home run, Paul Douglas.
All right.
What a home run hitter.
So?
Tomorrow throws the ball. Douglas bunts the ball. Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it the hole.
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about!
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw it to first base.
So?
Who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, Abbott, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally. Excuse me. I pick up the ball. I throw it to naturally.
No, he no, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. You throw the ball to first base. Then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it.
Well, I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, wait a minute.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same as you! Now I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs the second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Oh, that's silly.